were going to be closed and giving them much more notice than they originally had. So this forthcoming discussion with IMG is not about kicking stuff into long grass at all. Because I think if this is going to return to the borough, it needs to be with residents fully understanding what's going to happen in their streets, fully understanding about the license to everything else. And also we need to think, well, what does it bring to the borough as well? What does it bring to the borough? And there's a question for the DPR. And I certainly do not want to go through again the anguish that we will finish in the last 4 weeks about this event, I can assure you. And residents say we don't want it, then we have to talk to IMG about that. We have to find why we want the event in the borough at all. What is it about? Is it about promoting the borough? Is it about promoting tourism? I think we've got absolutely clear about why we want the beach is here in the borough in the first place. We will be meeting with IMG and we will address all of those issues so that if they come back next autumn, it is with the full knowledge of local residents and making sure that they are reasonably happy. People will never be totally happy, but that they know about it. You know, run to the beach seems to create more trouble than the marathon, which is, you know, a huge event across days, right across London, it's fantastic. But little run to the beach causes much more trouble than that. And so I think that there are questions to be asked about the organisation of run to the beach and how much earlier in the process members